Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Here we go. Let's get these questions from the DM.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's what I heard. So what do you want to tell you? We're rolling?
We're rolling.
Hello and welcome to That's What I Heard. Wow. Big shout out to the herd. We have hit our goal marker on YouTube.
We
1K
did.
Subscribers, baby.
All right. Congrats, Frex.
Well, congrats to you as well. And really, thank you to the herd.
Yeah.
I guess 1K seems like such a small amount.
It's not.
But it's not. I think to get to the first 1K is the first big milestone of a show.
That's absolutely right.
And then hopefully it doesn't take you as long to get from one to two. But
what do they say? The first million's the hardest when you talk about money?
Do they say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
once you got your million, you're in the driver's seat.
Right. Once I got my thousand. So we can't So we're gonna try not to curse now that money's on the line, folks.
Okay? Yes.
This is now a serious operation.
Yes.
Let's try not to curse. F it, piss it.
What are you doing?
For the first 5 minutes.
We literally strategized this before we turned the mics on.
Sorry.
Oh, you're such a renegade, you know that?
I guess I could edit that out. The portal has shut down. The New York to Dublin portal has shut down due to bad behavior of New Yorkers and the Irish alike. I'm sure everyone heard this little news story, but they placed these basically like 24-hour Zoom kind of things.
Yeah, basically.
One in the Flatiron in New York City and then one in Dublin. So people could just stand in front of it and look at each other in the two different cities in real time. And that is kind of beautiful in a way. It's a beautiful idea. Mm-hmm. Now, the portal was created by a Lithuanian artist, Benediktas Gailis.
That sounds right.
That sounded right. Sounded like I just cursed in the first 5 minutes.
It did, yeah.
Benediktas. Demonetized. Benediktas.
Oh, boy.
Demonetized immediately. Anyway, that's the person who designed it. And the first one was in 2021. They put a portal linking Lithuania to Poland.
Okay.
Now, you got to laugh at that because those two countries are next to each other.
Right.
So how strong is that Iron Curtain?
It's like putting one between
New York and New Jersey. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Now, what's going on with that Iron Curtain? I thought that thing came down. It's just right over the river.
Yeah.
But anyway, the stated purpose is, quote, portals are an invitation to meet fellow humans above borders and differences and to experience our world as it really is, united and one. And that is why the great people of New York had to start showing their ass and tits. And the great people of Dublin were holding up pictures of the Twin Towers burning.
Naturally. The first thing I would have done.
So they had to say, okay, so there was so much chaos going on. I don't know if you've seen the videos, like an OnlyFans girl goes up and just takes her tits out.
Not only have I seen the videos, but
you've joined the OnlyFans.
No, well, fellow show on the network, Big Wigs.
Shout out to the Big Wigs.
Shout out
love
to the
those
Big
girls.
Wigs. Andrea Lopez, I think, was doing some sort of brand partnership with somebody at the portal.
Uh-huh.
And she went and she was filming with her phone.
Yeah.
And then literally she turned to her left with the phone and somebody had their tits out. So she caught it and she's like, she moves the phone over and goes, oh my God, and goes back to the portal. So I saw it firsthand.
Wow. I mean, I would almost be disappointed if that didn't happen.
How could you not expect that to happen?
Like, I don't need people just standing there waving, hello.
Yeah.
Is anyone in there? Hello. No. Let's see that dick. Now, here we go. Now we're really demonetized.
We're past the 5 minutes,
yeah, we're
I think,
done.
Though.
Okay. No, we're not.
Four, yeah.
Anyway, so they temporarily are shutting it down. Hope they have to. They said they have to figure out. They already have 24-hour security there, mm-hmm. but they said they have. They're going to shut it down temporarily until they figure out like a system to get people to behave.
And what would that system be?
Tasers.
Okay, so you lift your shirt up, you get tasered.
I think that calls for a taser.
Okay. It's the only thing that might work. How could you not think when that thing goes there that people are immediately going to start whipping things out?
I know.
And ruin something that's like meant to be like a nice poetic thing.
Everyone's just such a troll.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of sucks because we really had an opportunity here, folks, to get a glimpse into the everyday lives of our brothers and sisters in Dublin. Mm-hmm. I could have seen my third cousin for the first time in 30 years. And you've ruined that opportunity for me.
Yeah.
But this was the only opportunity I had to see my long-lost cousins over there.
It's two cities, though, where you could have figured that something...
It's
the only,
two cities filled with...
Just maniacs.
Just drunk maniacs.
How could this not have happened?
I'm trying to think what would be, like, two people, like, that would behave better. Maybe, like, Switzerland.
London.
London to Switzerland. No, London is drunks.
Yeah, okay, fair.
London is drunk. Every country is kind of drunks. Yeah. Maybe Canada to Switzerland.
Yeah, the Canadian... Yeah. Canadians drink too, but I think that they're too polite. That was my thinking with London, but you're right. There's a lot of
Canadians just don't have the trauma. I think it's just it directly correlates to the trauma. The Irish are deeply traumatized people. New Yorkers are deeply traumatized people.
Totally. Yeah.
Canada, I don't know what the psyche is up there, but they seem to have a better grasp on things.
Yeah. Maybe like middle of the country, like St. Louis or something. Place like that. People are kind of boring.
I like that. The only portal I truly need is one from my house into the Knicks locker room. I need to know what's going on in there. Okay? That's the only portal we need.
Yeah, got to keep an eye on those boys.
What are the boys up to?
Yeah.
Obviously, say it every week, but we'll be in a different place when this comes out. But we hope to have the Knicks entering the Eastern Conference Finals. Let us pray. We have a big game tomorrow night. Yes. And then if it goes to Game 7, they'll play Sunday. Very, very impressed with that comeback, that game at the Garden the other night.
Same.
The boys really did it.
Yeah.
Should we take a voicemail? We got some fun voicemails today.
We do. We have a bunch. You ready for the first one?
I'm ready.
Play for me.
Play for me.
Hey, this is Ronnie Chang here.
Oh!
Wait, start it again?
The New York Act.
Did everyone hear that?
Hey, this is Ronnie Chang here.
Start it again. This is Ronnie Chang
the
here.
The New York accent.
Play it again.
I'm sorry.
It's not going. Aggressive connotation.
There we go.
Hey, this is Ronnie Chang here. I think that the New York accent has kind of aggressive connotations. Like when we think of a native New York accent, it's usually someone angry or frustrated. But I just want to give a shout out to the friendly New York accent people. People who have New York accents. And they use it for good, for positivity. Thank you.
Wow. Huge call from Ronnie Chang.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, big deal and a good call.
Thank you, Ronnie, for that call. And I think he's shouting us out for being for having New York accents.
And being friendly.
And instead of being like, hey, how about you fuck your mother?
Yeah.
We're like, hey, I support you and I hear your side.
Yeah. But listen, do you ever have, I've been noticing it lately for me when I'm riding the bike, that fuck you New Yorker has been coming out for me lately. Do you have moments?
I don't.
Really?
I like grumble, but I never have like outward aggression.
Constantly.
When I'm talking loud, I'm just like, hey, I support you and I wish the best for you. Hey man, I wish the best for you.
Lately, there's been a lot of like going through the intersections. Like, you don't have the fucking light.
I mean, I'm sorry. I have to say it, but if you're on a bike, this ain't your city.
No, it's such a what good biking doing? City, though.
No, it's not. Yeah, what are you doing? This isn't Amsterdam.
It's a
get
walking.
A car.
Get a car. You don't have a car.
Get some feet. Get those dogs out there to the pavement. Start getting those 15,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
Side note, I've been getting fit since I moved to my new up my hill.
Yep.
In Jersey. I've been getting like 15,000 steps a day.
It's great.
I had to reach out to a friend and ask like what was a good walking shoe because my feet were like bleeding.
Really?
My feet.
That hill's that crazy?
Yeah, it's just just walking that much in these like dumbass sneakers.
Yeah.
I need like a good walking shoe. By the way, we're going to get back to this call in a second. I fucking love New Jersey.
Why?
Have you ever... How long has, like, Hoboken been a thing? I never knew about this. Hoboken is awesome.
Hoboken's been there for quite a while.
I know, but Sinatra grew up I didn't know about it. And it's awesome. It's literally beautiful. There's a zillion restaurants. It's just populated with... You know what? After Brooklyn, after living in Brooklyn so long, mm-hmm. and I love Brooklyn, but it's such a breath of fresh air to be around people who don't think they're on Earth for any purpose other than to fucking rip it.
And those people are in Hoboken,
they're
in Jersey
Hoboken
City.
Just chill it. Like, yeah. They're not like in clown class.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so refreshing. Like, there's like the, it's just, everyone looks like just like these normal ass haircuts. Like, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. I've seen the haircuts I've seen in Brooklyn are astounding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like so, and I don't use this as a derogatory term, but like, it's just so basic over there. I feel at home.
Yeah.
This might be my, like, I might be a Jersey girl.
Really?
From here forevermore.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me not say it. That's crazy. Hold
being on, born in Jersey, that. let me save you here.
Okay, but not like, but Hoboken. So I was down at the pier yesterday.
Yep.
I was like, this has been here the whole time. Yeah. I feel like I'm walking on the same earth that Ben Franklin walked on. This is stunning. This is stunningly beautiful.
Jersey City and Hoboken were always the two places that, like, if you grew up in Jersey and you wanted to live in the city, or
you go there.
Well, no, in your 20s, it was like the place that people who didn't want to make the actual jump to the city,
yeah,
like they were like a tiny bit scared.
Yeah,
that's where they went.
And you know what I'm finding? Being around those people is awesome.
Okay,
people who didn't really want to make that one river jump.
Yeah.
Awesome. They're like, give us a portal, Hoboken to New York City. We don't need to go over there.
If that works for you, then stay.
Like, you get off the PATH train in Hoboken, yeah. And like, you see these beautiful lights of New York City behind you, and there's a billion bars with these like open window things, and there's just 24-year-olds ripping it.
Yeah. It is a rip it part of town.
Not a care in the world.
Yeah. Hoboken is for sure a rip it place. They love getting fucked up.
It's run
there.
By the children.
Yes.
So it's not even like, I'm too old for that. But even just to walk by and I go, isn't that great for them?
Yeah.
And it's like a sports. Everything is sports. So I'm like, you know, like the Knicks game was on the other night. And I was out a little on the nose, but I was at dinner at Carmine's. And
real New Yorker, fake Italian.
I am fake Italian. And my mom and her man, my mom is finally feeling well enough. They went to the Knicks game, that great Knicks game the other night.
Great. I'm happy to hear that about your mom.
Yes. It was wonderful. So they had a great time. I'm so glad they were at that game. Anyway, but I had to go back. It's really a hike. You know, you got to take that thing to the PATH. And then I got out of Hoboken. And every 5 feet, there's a sports bar with a giant TV. Mm-hmm. And I would stop outside of every bar, like the little match girl, and look inside at the TV and check the score.
The little match girl.
I'm the little match girl of Hoboken. Might be the episode title. The little match girl of Hoboken.
Yeah. Well, Hoboken is a great... It is. There are tons of sports bars between Hoboken and Jersey City. And that is the one bad thing about New York. There's less of them than you would think. It's not a big sports bar city unless you're in the outer
boroughs.
Not
at all.
You know, there's some in Brooklyn, there's some in Queens, and there are some in Manhattan, but just not. The one time I tried to go find a sports bar when I was like younger living here, I didn't realize it was a gay bar. We went to Boxers, which is like a gay sports bar.
That's fun.
And all of the bartenders
they
are wearing.
They must have ate your ass up.
I got a lot of free drinks. But all the bartenders are wearing jock straps, just jock straps.
I love that.
It's insane. So we went to watch so like a funny. Monday night football game there. But there's just not a ton of options.
I just had something so important that come to my mind and now it's gone. I'm furious that it's gone.
Sports related?
Yeah. Sports bar. Oh, yes. I was going to say, even when I worked at the bar that I worked at for forever, which is technically people would probably say, oh, that's a sports bar because there's like 100 TVs.
Yeah.
even in there, people would be like, can you guys put the sound on for the game? And I'd be like, die slow. No. I'd be like, no, we can't put the game. And then they'd be like, do you have, you know, can you put on this game? And I'll be like, okay, what channel is it on? Like ESPN, and then I got to go on the phone. I go, this yeah. 8 years, never can memorize. Now yeah. I know 206. But DirecTV, what channel is ESPN? Then you got to get the remotes. And you know, like the famous meme of the waitresses trying to work the remotes yeah. in the sports bar. And you're trying to aim it just right, and you click it, and then it just turns off the TV behind you. Why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah, Hoboken is a beautiful place. A million restaurants. But then also not... It is bougie. I went down to like the waterfront area, and that was mega bougie.
Mm-hmm.
But it also feels not bougie in a way that I can't explain. Like there's a man.
Yeah, 'cause it's Jersey.
Like when I'm sitting on my computer in my house and the window's open, there's a guy just sitting on the stoop, and every 5 seconds you just hear, how you doing? How's your family? How you doing? And then he starts talking. Yeah, but three leg parlay. I won two. We'll see about the third. And I go, what is this? This is like my version of like a beautiful bird singing.
Yeah,
just a man going, how you doing? And then talks about parlays. I don't know, it just feel so like regular.
Yeah,
up where I'm at, up my hill, it's super like diverse view of the city. There's coffee.
Got all of that.
I've tried now 4 different slices of pizza. I'll hold off on my reviews, but I'll drag these people to hell. I'll drag these businesses to hell. Anyway. Oh, yeah. So I was Googling, like, where did Hoboken come from? Like, what's the vibe? It used to be referred to by the Native Americans as the land of the tobacco pipe.
Mm.
So you see why I feel kinship.
It's because they're vaping.
The first officially recorded game of baseball took place in Hoboken in 1846. Did you know that,
I did
Michael?
Know that, yeah.
That's random. World War I, you know I love my World Wars. Hoboken became a major point of embarkation for more than 3 million soldiers. Their hope for an early return led to a saying, "Heaven, hell, or Hoboken by Christmas." Now, I might adopt this as my saying. I might get this tattooed on me. Okay. So the boys are basically saying that they want to be dead in heaven or hell or back, or their ship back in Hoboken by Christmas.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to be, this is my life, because you know I am on a quest around the world to get back home.
Right.
Heaven, hell, or Hoboken by Christmas.
It's poetic, yeah.
How do we get on this? Ronnie Chang called it. Ronnie Chang. That's how. How exciting is that?
It's great. He really is a fan of the show.
We gotta get him on the pod. Yeah. We gotta get him on the pod. Ronnie, come on the pod. We'll make it nice for you.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing is, I've said this before, so I don't want to be called out for being fake, but like my New York accent is kind of fake. We all know this.
I don't. How?
Listen to my mom talk. And tell me if you think this is what I learned in the home.
Okay. No, but it's not about that. My mom's got a thicker.
Hi, honey.
My mom's.
I made a ham. Hello.
My mom's Brooklyn accent is thick, mm-hmm. real thick, mm-hmm. and I only have little shades of it at times. You right. know what I mean? I don't think it's about necessarily picking it up in the home, because you're out. You're.
I also grew up around the Italians.
Yeah.
And this we know.
Yeah.
So.
No fake accent over
but
there.
But I honestly think if I were to find a video of me from 10 years ago, I would have a different voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go searching for one. Okay. But I believe it to be true. I think it's more acquired. And then as I get older, I get more rasp in the voice. And then I think also as I become, you know, a better and better podcaster, I think it kind of intensifies as well. We talk here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really appreciate Ronnie's message, because we always, something the herd knows about the show is we're always trying to spread positivity.
Yeah, always.
And goodness. Now, who can I slander? Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
I want to drag this man to hell. God, I hope the Knicks win this series. I used to like Halliburton, but now, of course, I don't know who I hate more, Tyrese Halliburton or Joel Embiid. I think Embiid.
Embiid.
I hate Embiid more.
Halliburton's like,
he's whatever. Just so cocky.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out there hurting people. Fuck that.
Fuck that noise. My dad called me last night. And he said, he's been listening to the pod.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I wrote down what he said.
Has he left a review?
That's a good question, Dad. Did you rate, review, subscribe? He said this to me last night. Quote, someday on your podcast, I want a little credit for all the good I've done. The three albums, the two restaurants, the two kids.
The three albums.
The three wars I've ended, the political prisoners I've freed, and the progressive candidates.
this can't be real.
I swear to God. And the progressive candidates I've elected, as well as separating people during the great Italian-American Little League fight of 2001. Why don't you talk about all the good I've done? End quote. So there you go. Three albums, two restaurants, two kids.
What a life.
And he went into this thing, I guess his political prisoners he's freed. He's like, one time we went down, we stood outside the jail, and we chanted. And I couldn't remember. I was like, I just had the phone away from me like this. I was like, okay, did you? You're chanting outside the jail, were you? Love you, Dad. How about a voicemail?
Let's do it. Here we go.
Hey, longtime listener, first time caller. When I brag about you to my friend, am I supposed to call you Lil Freck? Because I have to admit, as a middle-aged millennial, I don't have a lot of other people that I talk about that use the Lil in their name. And it's kind of fun.
I love that. Listen, this caller brings up a great point. Is it time to dismantle the Frex industrial complex and just be Emma again?
Oof.
Oof.
What a big question.
I feel like I just want to be Emma now.
So you think the Frex era is over?
I think people will still call me it, but like,
I can't imagine calling you Emma. I really can't.
I get that. You know why? Because the brand is strong.
The brand's really strong.
But Lil Frex, how long can this endure?
Well, let me ask you.
Go ahead. Ask me.
When the day comes, inevitably, when you've sold a television show to some network.
Yep. You see, I'm waiting by my phone right now.
Yeah. On the title cards, are you Emma Carroll?
That's such a good question.
Are you Lil Frex? Because Awkwafina's dug in deep.
Awkwafina is Awkwafina.
Yeah.
Donald Glover is Donald Glover when he acts, and Childish Gambino when he raps.
Yeah.
Now, I don't rap anymore.
Right.
Eminem, how is Eminem credited in 8 Mile? I think Marshall Mathers.
I can check, but that sounds right.
When I did League, I remember like calling someone and being like, I just want to make sure you're going to put Lil Frex for my name in the credits. And they did. So it says Lil Frex. And Amazon has this feature where if you pause it, there's a little option where the characters on the screen, it'll take you to their IMDb page. So it just says Lil Frex.
Eminem credited as Eminem.
Now that's compelling.
On the poster.
There's something about being a woman, though, where it's like you're so susceptible to people making fun of you being as you get older. And it's like this old lady calling herself Lil Frex.
Sure.
I don't think, and because it's Lil, that's really the issue. And then like, you're just susceptible to being made fun of for this.
Right.
Whereas I don't think Eminem is going to get that. Oh, really? Yeah. Eminem.
It's a great point.
So how do we dismantle the Frex Industrial Complex? That's the issue here. It's a question without an answer. I'm going to tell you right now, this episode is going to be 32 minutes long.
We got a few more voicemails. I mean, we're uncovering a lot today. Let's be honest.
What?
We're uncovering a lot today.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I mean, this is probably a great dilemma that the audience has been thinking about for the entire time we've been doing the show. If you're going to carry on as Frex or if you're going to be Emma. That's a big topic of conversation.
It's a big topic of conversation among the herd.
I think
so.
You
know what we need? You know what the next step is? Someone, a super listener, to start a Reddit.
Yeah, that'd be good.
For That's What I Heard. Now, I'm not brave enough to go on Reddit myself and search for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, well, I have no idea. I'm not going to look. I don't need that type of negativity. But I feel like having a Reddit, like where the community gets together.
Yeah.
I guess we need more controversial shit to happen. You dead?
I screwed that up so bad. I hit the cough button at the exact wrong time. I started choking on
the water.
What's
the cough button?
The cough button is when I'm talking and now I'm still talking, but you
can't hear me. Oh, I didn't even know we had cough button technology.
So I don't cough right into the microphone, but I think I am anyway.
Producer's dying. I am unaffected. The Frex Industrial Complex must fall.
So what are you going to do?
Well, it would be a real pain in the ass to change the artwork, wouldn't it? I mean, Frex is like, my Venmo is Frex.
Yeah, everything.
My Zoom is for everything is Frex.
Email.
I have, to be honest, I have probably 6 Gmail accounts.
Okay.
I have one that I've had like forever. That if I were to accidentally type something into the search, like a haunting email from 2010 would come up, and it would just, my blood would run cold. Mm-hmm. Like that's how long I've had that. There is nothing more embarrassing than like seeing an email you wrote once.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
You want another voicemail?
Yeah, how about a voicemail?
All right, let's hear it. And there we go.
Hey, Frex, it's Harvey.
Harvey.
I heard on your last podcast you brought up the St. John trip. And, you know, if the girls were going to take a trip to Epstein's Island. Mm. Well, we didn't actually make it to the island, but our taxi driver from St. Thomas to the St. John Ferry actually told us that he used to drive and transport some girls to the island. And also that he swears to God Jeffrey Epstein is still alive and they didn't carry his body out of the jail. So that's straight from Everett of St. John Virgin Islands. Who also used to drive a slew of famous people, and the list was so absurd that it's probably all true. So anyways, love you so much. Bye.
Harvey, I like how people are identifying themselves on today's voicemails.
Yeah.
That's the second ID we've gotten. Shout out Harvey.
The herd wants us to know they're out there.
Yeah. Well, yep. Harvey's someone I actually know.
I know. Still part of the herd.
Of course. So yeah, last week I was supposed to go on a girls trip to St. John 2 weeks ago, but I ended up having to move, and then I had a pitch meeting come up, and then I forgot something else, like a million other things. So I canceled the trip. But it was okay. So what Harvey is alleging is that their friend Everett down in St. John, taxi driver, believes Jeffrey Epstein is alive, and he also used to transport the girls. Now, isn't that funny to be bragging about that after having done it?
Yeah.
He's like, I used to take the girls very young. Me, I did it. I took them out there.
Strange.
I know. It's
good
like,
God.
You should never admit to that.
Yeah. Ugh. What a grotesque thought.
What?
Well, you got to figure somebody does have to drive them out there.
Yeah, and it was Everett.
I can't imagine. I can't, right. I can't imagine admitting to that.
I know. It's like, me, I did it. It was all me. Here's the other celebrities that were here. Ugh. If Epstein is alive, I don't even know. I could believe that. Why? I wonder what the origins. There's like all these people that have this infamous lore around them of still being alive, like Tupac,
Elvis.
Like, why? I wonder where that starts.
I think some people think that some of these people with the allure are like great geniuses. Andy Kaufman, you know, a bunch of these people that they just believe that they had the ability to pull it off just to get away from it all because their fame was so chaotic.
Wow.
You know, but Elvis is definitely dead by now. Even if he faked something. He's gone.
By now, gone.
Yeah.
Now, would I fake my own death? Yes.
Yeah.
It actually sounds very appealing to me.
I got to be honest. I don't disagree.
Is that the new American dream? With the state of the way things are in our country and abroad, is the new American dream faking your own death and living out your days in Montenegro?
Yeah. In Montenegro. Yeah. It'd be nice to just be off the grid.
Yeah. Or Colorado, somewhere like the mountains.
Yeah, Montana.
Yeah.
On a motorcycle.
Damn. I've never been there, but that's like a dream, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I could go tomorrow if I wanted.
There's just something.
Sometimes when I think about my dreams, I go, I could do that tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to dream bigger.
Yeah. Yes.
I just said it's a dream to go to Montana. Shoot me dead. Yeah. I don't need to fake my own death. I need my real death to arrive. Shoot me dead. My dream is to go to Montana. Yeah.
Be there in 3
That's
hours.
That's so dark, dude. I literally could. I will. Should I just book a ticket to Montana right fucking
no,
now?
No, because you don't want to go to Montana.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, do you actually want to go to Montana? Bits
I've never
aside,
been. I want to see like the beauty of. I've never seen like the beauty of the Great American West that people talk about.
Yellowstone in Montana or is it Wyoming?
I don't know. I've never been there either.
Yellowstone's Wyoming, actually.
I've never been to like the middle. Oh, I guess I was just in Ohio. That's not far west, though.
No, that's not that far.
Yeah. I want to see like the beauty that the beat that Kerouac was talking about. Mm. That book sucked.
It did suck.
Book sucked.
Overrated, that Jack Kerouac.
For its time, though, I guess. Yeah. I guess he was a piece.
Yeah, it's true. You want another voicemail here?
Yeah, I want another voicemail.
All right.
Hey, Frex, just want to say you're the best. Pizza Box is iconic. That's what I heard. So this is a silly one, but what would you tell like a new pizza eater, like maybe a baby or a toddler who's never had pizza? How would you breach that conversation with them? Big fan. What's up? It's Mikey Dunce. See ya.
That's the third identification we've had. What up, Dunce? Mikey Dunce. I love this guy. He used to direct my rap videos, Mikey Dunce.
Oh, right. Shout out to Mikey Dunce.
Shout out to Dunce Cap. Great man. Now, the question was about pizza. Introducing it to a baby? That's not healthy. I guess if you were going to tell a baby about pizza, you'd say, hey, listen, kid, your body's going to change. Once you get involved with this substance, your body composition is going to change. So I joined up on my hill. I joined a gym.
Nice.
Another reason so to get to my gym, I have to come down my hill and then go up into a skyscraper. My gym is at the top.
Oh, a skyscraper?
When I said that was so factually wrong. It's on the 7th floor.
What the hell are you talking
about? What the hell was I talking about? It's on the 7th floor, folks. Okay, so. You ever met a fucking liar before? Okay, so. So I've been going to like workout classes. I've been going to like yoga. I went to kettlebell class the other day. Just trying to like be healthy, whatever. And I've been ripping these protein drinks afterwards.
You look good.
I do?
Yeah. I thought it was from the 15,000 steps, but apparently.
Well, I think all things combining, if I just stay with it for a couple months, I think we could get somewhere here.
Right.
Get somewhere, folks. Now, why did I bring this up? Oh, yeah. Yesterday. So like, I had a perfect day. I had a gold star day of eating and fitness. I got 12,000 steps. I drank my protein shake, and I said, no pizza today.
Okay.
Of course, I did eat pizza.
Got it.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice, Mike.
Two different meals?
Two different pizza places. I have that pizza app,
yep.
One Bite Pizza. So I like to look around the neighborhood, you know, see what's going on.
Yeah.
And now I've basically tried them all. So I went to Hot House, Hoboken Hot House yesterday. I wonder how many people of the herd live in Hoboken. It's interesting. Let me know.
Leave a comment in the YouTube.
Drop a comment with your Hoboken knowledge. The Hoboken Hot House pizza, it was okay. They did a nice job crisping the crust. However, they do that thing where the cheese doesn't look crispy.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. The cheese is completely white. It never gets a char on it. I got to have a char on it.
Yeah.
I got to have a char on my cheese.
Yeah, you need a little bit of brown on there. Otherwise, yeah. What are you doing?
If it's brown, flush it down my throat. This episode's going to be 42 minutes.
We're getting past the 34 mark.
Okay, good, okay. Then I went to Renato's Jersey City Pizza Masters. That was okay. The other day I went to somebody's called Napoli's in Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
It was I've yet to be blown away.
All standard Italian restaurant names.
Then I went to, then right after I went to Napoli's the other day, I walked into an Italian deli called like Tony Magoni's.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know what it was called.
They do. Hoboken does have I forget what it's called, but there is a famous.
Luca Brasi? No.
I'll find it.
Whatever.
We'll talk off mic.
Yeah. We'll talk off mic as if I'm not going to subject them to 12 minutes of my pizza reviews from Hoboken, New Jersey.
I just don't want to sit here and be like, it's called, you know.
Okay. So the point is I can't stay away from pizza. I'm addicted.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to fucking pizza. But then I also got, here's another thing that I'm doing for my health. I'm getting involved with the air fryer craze. I guess like everything, I am 10 years late.
Mm.
But I really am into this fucking air fryer. I sit up on my hill and just fucking air fry those meats.
What are you air frying?
Chicken. Skinny girl foods.
Okay.
Chicken. That's it. And then I drink my protein shake.
Any vegetables in the mix here?
No.
No?
The vegetables at top. Had to cut out the last part because I don't want people triangulating my location. Okay? Stay away from my home. How about another voicemail?
Yeah, this is the last one.
It's the last one. Episode's over soon, folks.
Hey, it's 9:40 on Thursday night. I've been on TikTok since 4 p.m. I'm going to take a muscle relaxer, and hopefully tomorrow's a more productive day. Love you.
Now that is P. Curd.
Yeah, that's a familiar voice.
That's P. Curd.
Yeah.
It's a familiar. Who is it? Someone you know?
Does that not sound like... oh my god.
Play it again.
I'm
Trina?
No. This is so bad. Oh my god. I have said Alana Glazer. Alana Glazer.
Lisa
Traeger, yes.
No, it's not Lisa. Yeah. Let's play it again. Let me see.
You wanna hear
I'll
it again?
Tell you, let's tell if it's Lisa.
Okay.
Hey. It's 9:40 on Thursday night. I've been on TikTok since 4 PM.
Mm mm.
I'm going to take the muscle relaxer, and hopefully tomorrow's a more productive day.
Obsessed.
Love you.
You know who I think it is? I think it's Marie. Okay?
Okay.
One of my waitress girls. Shout out to Marie. Oh, I'm having the girls out to Jersey. So I haven't been to all these sports bars and stuff I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I haven't actually been in any of them.
Just walk past.
I'm not trying to like set a precedent of me in the bars alone in Hoboken.
Yeah.
This is a new chapter of life. Let's not get involved with... being alone in the bars of Hoboken.
That's a good rule.
So I just walk past and like I'll like look at the game inside or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But the Bravest Girls are coming out Tuesday, I believe. So we'll do a little Hoboken night. So that'll be my first time really experiencing this for myself. I mean, these bars could suck. I don't know.
Depends on what you're looking for. They are rowdy.
On a Tuesday, though?
Yeah.
Actually, every time I get off the fucking path, they're packed.
Yeah. Yeah, Hoboken's a drink.
These people don't have a care in the world.
Because it's a lot of, it is a lot of like Jersey finance guys.
It's 9 to 5.
They love to drink.
So when 5 o'clock comes, honey.
Yeah, they're drinking.
And they kind of like.
They're drinking a lot.
They make these bars look like they're beach bars.
They do, yeah.
These corner bars, like, that's like Parrot Bay.
Yeah, they do.
It has just the strangest combination of vibes. It has these old New England Ben Franklin vibes with kind of these North Fork of Long Island vibes.
Yes.
I don't know. I like it, and I might not be coming back to New York.
That would be such a tragedy.
Well, no. It's still like being in New York. It's one train away.
Okay.
Why?
I'm
coming back.
I went through this in my 20s with people that tried to, because then you go, for me, it's like you're in Jersey already. You're just like one step further from being like moving farther and farther and farther into Jersey, you know?
Yeah, but I'm not seeing a problem with that. I want to be a suburban mom. That is the end game.
Okay. Well, the shore is great.
The shore is great.
Yeah.
Jersey's great. And the Borgata. I mean, I hate the Borgata now.
Well, yeah. The
worst night of my life. Okay.
Yep. it's too bad, but it's tainted.
It's too bad that the Borgata is tainted. If you missed that episode, me and my man decided we were gonna take this separation when we were at the Borgata in the nicest suite. And there is really no more tragic night than being 3 a.m. sitting on the floor of the biggest marble bathroom you've ever seen and being the unhappiest you've ever been.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
It's interesting. I haven't reflected yet. Yes, I have reflected yet, but I'm not ready to publicly reflect, but it's an interesting moment when something emotional happens, earth shattering, really. Nothing. I'm making it sound like there was an event that led to this. It was just like a conversation, whatever. So, but when you're just sitting on the floor of the marble bathroom in the Borgata at 3 a.m. and you know that there's no one to call, there's no one to text, you unlock a new level of yourself. You have to dig deep in that moment because it's just you and the Fury King suite and the gods of the Borgata. In that moment, there's no one coming to save you. Can't call a friend. Can't call your mom. I think I unlocked a new level.
Mm-hmm.
Where I just was like, I have to help myself in this moment. And I think learning to help yourself, I can be a very codependent person. Learning to find ways within yourself and tools to cope and learn how to be your own hero is what you'll learn at 3 a.m. on the marble bathroom floor of the Fury King suite in the Borgata Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. That is what you'll learn. That you are your own hero and nobody's coming. It's just you. Now, I guess you could call down and order a little room service because it is 24 hours. So maybe Manuel will come save you. Maybe Manny will come up and save you.
Yeah.
If you need a little human contact in that moment.
A shoulder to cry on.
Imagine I just call room service and be like, hey, I'm going through a really tough time. None of my friends are awake right now, so I was just wondering, can I, like, talk to you? It's beautiful in a way.
Yeah.
The separation has been very difficult, but beautiful also, because that's what I have to learn, is how to be my own hero. Not waiting on anything, like, not waiting to start my life. I've always had a little bit of that syndrome where I've always felt like I'm kind of waiting to start my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to wait anymore. What was that, Mike?
A little.
Giving a dramatic speech.
No. He
almost threw up in his mouth.
I'm good now.
Okay.
No, I wasn't throwing up. I cough. Sorry.
Where was I?
I forget.
I'll never recover.
I threw you off. I'm sorry.
I was going somewhere with that. And then you throw up in your mouth.
Oh.
And that, folks, is that that's what I heard way. We were going somewhere, and then the producer threw up in his mouth. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Learning to be your own hero.
That's right.
It's like really corny, obviously. I believe it is the opening pages to the book David Copperfield. You familiar?
Is it?
I think the opening pages are, whether or not I turn out to be the hero of my own life, or whether that spot is filled by someone else, these pages shall reveal.
Oh. That's bars.
I'm sure I messed that. That didn't sound very David Copperfield.
I've never read it, but.
But I'm pretty sure that that's the opening line. Are you your own hero, Mike?
That's heavy.
That's heavy. What do you mean? I'm over here pouring my heart out.
No, I don't know. I'm saying heavy. It's like I don't know that I know the answer to that. Am I my own hero? Probably not. No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
I'm open to it, but I don't think I am.
It's time to unlock.
Yeah,
this is all about unlocking new levels. I miss my home, though.
Yeah.
I like Jersey. I'm embracing it. I'm going, this is a temporary thing. And when I like get in my head, I go, I love this place. Then I actually, like, I make that my reality.
Right.
So whether or not I really love it, I don't know. But I've made
like
it
the
my
Borgata.
Yes, but I've made it my reality.
Yeah.
That I go, oh, it's so cool. I love Hoboken. Yeah. Like, this is awesome.
It's good because it's where you are.
Yeah. So
So why not like it?
That is a skill that I have adapting. Where I go, whatever experience I'm supposed to have, I'll just have it.
Yeah.
And I'll go, I'll rip it.
Yeah, rip it.
Yeah, I'll fucking rip it. That's why I belong in Hoboken. But, no, I miss my home. I miss my babe. But I'm unlocking new levels. And that, folks, do we have another voicemail?
No. We're tapped. We're tapped.
You know what I'm tapped to? I want to thank the audience again for... all the messages that you sent me and everyone being so supportive. I mean, 1K, we're really happy.
Seriously, yeah.
We know it's a small number, but we're very happy.
It's not a small number.
Kind of is.
Think about the fact that this didn't exist last year. This time last year, we were on episode 2.
Right.
And now you have 1,000 people just on YouTube that are subscribed. Not to mention the audio numbers, too.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you're right.
It's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah. And how did we get here? We got here through consistency over time.
That's right. That's what it takes.
That's what it takes, folks, to unlock the next level. And with that, I, Emma Carroll, the little match girl of Hoboken, will sign off. Please don't make me pull a gun on you. Please drop a fucking comment in the YouTube. I swear to God, I will pull a gun on you. Okay?
Wasn't necessarily expecting that, but all right.
Comedy is about the unexpected.
That's right.
Okay, folks, I love you all. Thank you for being here. I think we'll start doing guests again next week. I like doing these little spurts of like 3 weeks of guests.
Yeah.
Then a couple of weeks of putzing.
Yeah, putzing.
This is a putzing episode.
Yeah, this is a putzing episode. Putzing around.
100% putz. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.